I have decided, not that it's any great big fat announcement, but I can only do one thing or the other. I can't do both. I can't do radio and television at the same time. It can't fucking be done. God bless the guys that have done it. This goddamn show and doing TV, anything else, it's impossible. Now, you ask me, if I could choose between the two, I'm going to be honest with you. This is no comment on anybody. This is just me. 4 years ago, whatever the fuck it was, 4 years ago, 3 years ago, when I decided to get back into radio, that was a fucking mistake. Now, I'm not saying it was a fucking mistake because of the people that I work with. The people I work with are great. I'm talking about the amount of fucking work I put into this bitch as opposed to having the time to do the other shit. When I wasn't on the radio 4 years ago, I was making a living doing episodic TV. We were doing some pilots, and life was good, you know. But what happened to Phil Hendry? He had to say, oh, wow, I really wish I was on the air because I'm listening to all these cats that are on the radio and they suck. And I can, you know, I should be back on the radio because that's really what I do so well. And I got some things I want to say. Blah, 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 right? So I got back on the fucking radio. And, you know, I like being on the radio, but it's the way I do radio, it's a fucking bitch. Let me just put it to you that way. The way I like to do radio, it's a fucking bitch. You know, I can't fucking sit here and just jaw-jack some fucking bullshit, you know. I mean, I'm not... I don't want to criticize anybody, man. Whatever these cats want to do is fine with me, you know. I mean, look. You want to be honest for 5 seconds? Just fucking 5 seconds. 5 seconds. Just be honest. And let's just take somebody's name out of the air. Let's take Glenn. Glenn is selling an entertainment product. Now, I know you're saying, oh, that's obvious. Well, really? Glenn is using the right catchphrases that resonate with Americans thirsting for stability, strength, and a better country. He's using these phrases. Now, is he on a personal mission to tell truth? The answer to that question is, unfortunately, and I don't want to disappoint you, no. He's on a personal mission to be successful. And I don't blame the guy. I don't blame him at all. Ed Schultz, same thing. In other words, no, they don't give a fuck whether their fucking message changes America as much as they give a fuck whether they've got a fucking job to come to tomorrow. People don't know that because the main guys that would convince them of that would be Ed and Glenn. And they ain't going to fucking say nothing, right? Phil Hendry saying something about it. Well, it's sour grapes, Phil. You wish you had a TV show. You know, it's not sour grapes. What I'm using this as an illustration of the difference between, the difference between me and a lot of guys in radio. I like to do shit I really believe in. You know, I care about an industry that doesn't care about itself. Honest to God, I care a lot about radio. And radio today doesn't even give a shit about itself. Doesn't even care. The people that run this industry could give a fuck whether there is a radio industry in 10 years. All they're looking to do is make sure they have a few dollars in the bank before they get their fucking asses fired or their businesses fall apart. I mean, this is the most pathetic. I'm embarrassed. I'm fucking embarrassed because I seem to be the only guy talking about radio who gives a fuck about it, you know. And I don't even expect listeners to care because look, you guys have one thing that you should worry about, and that's being entertained. You flip the radio on, you want to hear some good shit. If you don't, you are on to the next thing, right? And that's as it should be. That's as it should be. That is not, it's not your responsibility to monitor the fucking radio industry, right? The cats who should monitor the radio industry are radio people, and 99% of these motherfuckers are either too stupid, too utterly devoid of any interest in the art of broadcasting, or some other malignancy that's affected their brains to help this industry. Well, right now, this industry is on one fucking leg. It's limping along. Can't fucking sell airtime. Motherfuckers can't fucking keep their companies profitable. Motherfuckers can't put shit on the air that's any good at all. Honest to fucking Christ. That's it. And then cats like Phil Henry. I'm busting my fucking ass here, man. Trying to create an entertainment product. And some people say, well, look, Phil, I mean, you know, if what you're doing, all right, is so fucking out there, you know, that stations have a hard time placing it, why don't you do something else? What the fuck else am I going to do, man? I mean, I'm not the kind of guy who's going to say, I know, I'll come up with all these catchphrases. America, yes, what happened to our country? I mean, it's great stuff. I'm not knocking it. Please understand, I'm not knocking it. You know, knock yourself out, man. Like the saying goes, if it's great fucking work, if you can get it, you know. But obviously that's taken. See, Rush is authentic. You may say, some of you may say, oh, Rush, yeah, I know what you mean, Phil. He's full of shit. No, he's not. Rush is authentic. Rush is the real deal. Rush sprang from, his success came from two things, his immense talent and his belief in what he says, and America in the 80s that was hungering for that message. Now, that's, I can't put it any more succinctly. You know, there are these stupid cunts that want to, excuse me for saying that, but I mean, there's these stupid motherfuckers that think that, let's put a progressive network on the air. That's not how it's done. Jesus H. Christ, that's not how it's done. If there's an organic need to hear that message, if America is thirsting for a progressive message, by God, Air America would have tapped into it by now, and it would have been a magnificent explosion of, you know, magnificence. But it wasn't. It was a fucking listing little dinghy in a high wind that eventually went, you know. Whereas Rush came out of the fucking harbor in a cabin cruiser. Everybody wanted to be on the party boat, man, because that's the fucking boat everybody wanted to be on. Why? Well, we can, I mean, if you can answer that question, I'll tell you that there is an awful lot to this business that has to do with seeing, you know, what's going on and how you can capitalize on it. But at the end of the day, the only thing that really counts is being authentic. I thought, but I could be wrong. I mean, I used to think that that was it. I used to think that being an authentic talent is the most important thing. Because you're speaking from your heart. If you speak from your heart, you're speaking a very unique voice. There's nobody else, I believe, and I really believe, there's no one else like you. So if you are speaking an authentic, it's an authentic thing that you're saying, speech, whatever, then you are unique. Now, most people don't have the guts to do it. Why? Because we make fun of people who are themselves. We mock people who are unique and distinctive. We don't celebrated in this country. We do after a while, after they prove to be successful and they prove to be the center of attention and they prove to be the life of the party, then we all want to say, oh, well, shit, you know, I knew him when. Well, you know, those of us who have had success after having been a weird ass, we know the truth. I know when I started, all the people that knocked me and told me, you know, your show sucks and you suck and, yeah. And then when I started to have some success, and finally I'm, you know, like, on the rise, oh, all of those people suddenly are coming around trying to suck my dick, you know, like, oh, yeah, Phil, I remember, you know, at first, they try to explain it away. At first, I didn't get what you were saying. Oh, bullshit. You were one of those motherfuckers that wrote the radio station trying to get me fired, you know. It's okay. I mean, we ain't never going to be friends, you know. If you want to listen to my show, though, I really appreciate it, but I ain't going to fucking sit, hang out with your ass. It's all right, you know. I mean, you're who you are, you know. Mean motherfuckers, you know. You know, people are doing something different on the radio. And mean little motherfuckers have got to write their little fucking letters and try to get your ass canned. They can't get you canned. And then the next thing you know, you're a fucking success. And that's really pissed them off. And suddenly they're like, oh, wow, I get it. He's funny, you know. There's a radio station here in L.A., when I was still in Miami, I had sent a tape to them, and they didn't get it. That was the line. We don't get it. Okay. So I eventually got hired by KFI, and I was at KFI 4 or 5 months. And the program director at the radio station that said they didn't get it, he goes marching into the general manager of that station's office and says, this guy's really funny. This Phil Henry guy's really funny. And the GM says to him, well, that's really nice to know, but he's under contract to another fucking radio station now, man. I know that story because that general manager who heard that dumbass, a guy that he fired eventually, he told me the story. you know. Yeah, either you understand and you accept and you support, or you don't. In which case, if you don't, you're always going to sort of be second best. You know, you're always going to be just... there's the downside to all of this, though, is the following thing. When you are authentic, and it doesn't speak to, I understand, doesn't speak to what I was saying about Glenn or about Ed Schultz, and I'm not trying to compare the two in terms of talent. I think Glenn is a consummate television performer. Ed Schultz, you know, Ed, I'll say this. If you're successful, I'll say this, man. You know, I mean, you suck on TV. On radio, I haven't even heard your show, I don't think. Seriously, because you're not, like, on in any... But I don't care if you become the biggest thing in television. You know, I mean, your show just blows. I mean, look at O'Reilly. I can't stand watching that motherfucker. In fact, I stopped watching that motherfucker 8 months ago. Glenn Beck, on the other hand, is entertaining to watch. He's entertaining to watch. He uses the set. He uses all kinds of stuff. The guy has done something different in cable news, if you want to call it cable news television. It's a different looking show, okay? Now, that's why he's successful, in my opinion. It's really entertaining to watch. And then you're left with this. Does this cat really believe the shit that he's shoveling? You know? America, you know, all of that bullshit. No, I think it's performance. Does he really believe all the shit he's shoveling? I don't think so. I think it's the same way that does an actor believe everything that he is speaking through a character? You know? Martin Sheen, when he played the young captain in Apocalypse Now, did Martin Sheen believe everything that that captain, that airborne captain, was speaking in that movie? Well, fuck no. I mean, he's an actor. He's hired to put himself, create a character. Did Marlon Brando believe the shit that he was saying as Colonel Kurtz in Apocalypse Now? Is that Marlon Brando? Or is that Marlon Brando speaking lines of a character for the entertainment of people? Well, the same thing be said about Glenn Beck. You know, and the same could be said about Phil Hendry. I mean, when I'm on the air, is that me? Is that really me? That guy that's on the air? No. Especially when I'm in my character hours, that really moderating and patient voice who's talking to Bud and talking to Robert and talking to all these crazy characters and, you know, being very respectful. And is that me in real life? Fuck no. Hell no. You know, that's the Phil Hendry on the radio. So is that really Glenn Beck? Well, I submit, no, it isn't. It's not a bad message. It's not a destructive message. It's a good message. I mean, for conservatives. For liberals, it's not a good message. But how many people would rather hear a conservative than a liberal? I know liberals don't want to hear this. They never like to hear it. The fact is, conservatives are more popular. So Glenn has selected a character to play that plays to the most people. Now, I'm saying all this shit for this reason and this reason only, okay? You know, I never really based this radio show on any fucking market research. I never said, how many people want to hear a guy doing fake voices that have people call in and talk to them? Let's do some market research on that. Fuck, are you kidding? I never did that shit. The market research comes after that shit. The market research comes after somebody creates something. Then all the guys come in and they say, well, let's do some market research on this shit that you just created. And you say to them, well, I don't give a fuck what your market research, which is, I don't give a shit. Well, people think you're funny. Right, people think I'm funny, but, you know, people think I'm funny, but, you know, your little fucking market research isn't going to find out anything about a guy doing fake voices. They just think it's funny. Are you guys going to do market research and see what the next thing is in radio? It isn't going to fucking happen. It is not going to fucking happen. You can't do any research that's going to tell you what's the next fucking thing in radio. If you do, you're guessing and you're fucking lucky. Period. The only thing that I do that I would say is completely honest when it comes to, if you were to say, what do you do, Phil, it's the closest thing to what's on the radio right now, I'd say these pre-shows. you know, this is as close as I get to political commentary and social commentary and all that chicken shit. This is it, man. When I'm on the radio, I'm in total performance mode. You know, I'm in the Phil Hendry mode, which is fucking goofy. You know, it's fucked up. It's fucking weird. You know, sometimes it's funny. Sometimes it's frustrating as shit. Sometimes it's fucking, you know, the most frustrating. That's great. I just put this in my mouth with wrapping on it. Sometimes it's me, the most frustrating goddamn thing there is. But nonetheless, it's me. You know, it's me. It's just. Anyway, a lot of times when I'm doing these pre-show rants, they're really not for people not in the business. They're generally for people that are in the business, because I know they're watching. You know, I know there's fucking GMs and PDs watching. And I don't get a chance to talk to those guys ordinarily. Although I will in October. Don Anthony Savage's talk show boot camp, and we're going to, I'm going to be on a panel. You know, I got to tell you something, man. We have an opportunity when we do these conclaves. You know, when we get together as an industry, when we get together as talent, let's talk, because there's no fucking CEOs at these things. There's no motherfuckers that make the decisions at these things. There's no fucking general managers at these things. The general managers show up to these things. They're guys that are looking to just get, you know, get drunk with the talent. Or something else that I have not discovered yet. Like maybe a GM that gives a shit about talent. I don't know. You know, but, woo, you know, what the fuck is that? But we have a chance at these things to sit down as talent and talk about how we can kick some shit into high gear in this motherfucker. Like, for instance, you know, the pirating of material. That's just for starters. What the fuck are you guys doing about that anyway, you radio? I mean, we get together as talent and say, oh, how do we approach the stations? What leverage do we have? What fucking leverage have we got, man? Well, I can tell you this. I don't join organizations. I don't belong to shit. You know, I'm in a union because I have to be for a lot of the work that I do. It's not because I'm anti-union. I'm not anti-union. I'm in favor of unions. But if I didn't have to be in a union, I wouldn't fucking join a union, because I just don't join shit. You know? So the answer isn't some fucking organization. You know? There's got to be a fucking change in the mindset of talent. And get together with talent and say, here's what we got to do. Who's with me? There's a bunch of guys that'll all raise their hands and sign up. Do they understand what you're saying? The answer to that is no. Can they concept? No, they fucking don't understand. They have to be fucked up the ass enough times where they finally go, wait a second, you know. So what you can do, though, is point it out to them. Say, well, here, this is happening, this is happening, this is happening, this is happening. Radio companies are not at a dollar a share because the talent's fucked up. If you've been sold that and you believe that, you need a doctor. You need a doctor's fucking care. Radio companies are at a dollar a share for a lot of reasons having nothing to do with you. Yes, it's the economy. But, you know, my dear old father used to say, my dad was a salesman. And talk to any salesman who's worth a pinch of shit, and a salesman will say, I don't give a fuck what kind of economy it is. I got to go out and fucking make a living. I have to go out and I got to work. What the fuck? Is that guy going to come home at night to his wife and kids and say, there's nothing to eat this week because the economy's down? My fucking ass. The guy's going to go out and pitch and sell, man. When all the other motherfuckers are starving, he's going to sell. When all these other guys are in an unemployment line, he's going to fucking sell. All the other fucking guys are sitting on their ass feeling sorry for themselves or talking about the down fucking economy. This motherfucker is out there pushing it, humping it, man. You know. I don't give a shit about the fucking economy. I'm showing up for work. You know. I'm showing up for fucking work. Where the fuck is everybody else? A buck a share? You motherfuckers ought to be not only fired, you ought to be put in prison. You guys have figured out a way to so castrate talent in this business, you don't give a fuck what I'm saying right now. General managers, CEOs, you don't give a fuck what I'm saying right now because you think you, as bad as you are at your fucking job, as bad as you are at your motherfucking job, you motherfuckers think, yeah, nothing to worry about from Phil Hendry. He's fucking talent. Buy and sell those motherfuckers. They're like gypsies. Right? I don't know whether that's true or whether that's false, but the fact of the matter is, I'm talent, and I'm not so fucking stupid as to think, oh my gosh, I have to work harder because it's all, you know, oh, the industry. No, I'm doing my job. I'm doing my fucking job real good, man. Real fucking good. They just had my fucking ass at the NAB. I was fucking keynoting. Everybody was fucking licking my ass, okay? I'm doing my fucking job the best of my ability, all right? Which is fucking great. All right, so forget about the best of my ability. I'm doing my fucking job fucking great. What are you guys doing? If you're doing your jobs fucking great, your motherfucking company ain't worth a dollar a share. I submit you guys are in the wrong line of business. I think you should be doing something else. I don't think you should be in radio. I know the pharmaceutical company that bought the broadcasting company stuck your fucking ass in there. Why don't you do them a favor, man, and tell them I am not qualified to do this fucking job. And why are you, a fucking pharmaceutical company, buying broadcast stations? What the fuck? Anyway.